In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If you had lived in the days of John the Baptist, so the preacher began, and if you were among the crowds who gathered to hear him preach, where would you have stood? Among the tax collectors, prostitutes, and other sinners, or among the self-righteous scribes and Pharisees? At which point, one of my colleagues leaned over to whisper a pointed application of the law into my ear. "Why not be honest?" he said. "We're all out here thinking that if we had lived back then, we would have been St. John the Baptist." I'm afraid the same temptation has presented itself this morning. We hear the parable of workers in the vineyard, and as dutiful Lutherans, we begin to apply the law to ourselves. How are we like those first workers who were hired in the early morning? And where have we acted with contempt to those poor, wretched, later workers in the vineyard? You're probably already coming up with some pretty good answers to those painful, probing questions. Sometimes our humble sense of modesty is enough to bring tears to our own eyes. Unfortunately, the position of those early workers has already been taken, and it isn't us. To begin with, it is clear that for Matthew, St. Peter is the first among those who are sent. Then again, among those born of women, there is none that is greater than St. John the Baptist. And of course, there was also Moses, who is faithful in all God's house as a servant. And if, perchance, you are persecuted for the name of Christ, well, so were the prophets persecuted long before you were ever standing idle in the commons. The fact is, even St. Paul had to regard himself as one born late and as the least of the apostles. But who will be the man to compare his burdens with St. Paul? So don't be too quick to offer your pity to those 11th-hour workers, at least not as though you had borne the heat and burden of the day. Do not presume that you have carried the cross or drained the cup or suffered the baptism of Christ with Peter, James, and John just yet. Far better to assume that you are still waiting to be hired and sent. For nobody can understand Virgil in his poems unless he has first been a shepherd or a farmer for 5 years. And nobody understands Cicero in his letters unless he has been engaged in public affairs of some consequence for 20 years. But let nobody suppose that he has tasted the Holy Scripture sufficiently to be called a worker in the vineyard, unless he has ruled over the churches with the prophets and apostles for 100 years. But lest we despair, far more important than any of the workers, early or late, is the master of the house. After all, the kingdom of heaven is not like the workers, but it is like this man, who is our dear Lord Jesus Christ. It is for his sake that any and all of the workers are hired and sent to the vineyard of his church, and only by his grace and mercy that any of them receives a denarius. That's the paradoxical thing about this master's pay, which you also shall receive. For no matter how hard or long you might work and sweat, it is still a wage that you cannot earn. but you shall indeed receive it nonetheless, because the master of the house has already agreed to it before he sends you to his vineyard. And solely because he is good, he wishes to make you equal to the prophets and apostles who bore the heat and burden of the day. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted and slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. And yet, even the prophets and apostles, no less than you, received the denarius of forgiveness and life and salvation only by the goodness of Christ. It is just and righteous pay equally for all, because the master of the house, the vineyard owner's son, has borne the burden of us all and paid the only wages that we truly have earned and deserved, that is, the wages of our sin, which is death. For in the early morning he was handed over to Pilate, and from the third hour until the sixth hour he suffered in our place upon the cross. And at the 11th hour he was buried in the tomb, whence he rose unto life everlasting. And thus the vineyard of the church receives the ministry of his workers even to the close of the age, because Christ has paid the wage in full, not with a denarius of silver or gold, but with his holy and precious blood, his innocent suffering and death. Now it is no doubt the safest and surest course of action to see ourselves most simply as part of that vineyard, as branches of the true vine, and thus to receive the gracious provision of our Lord and Master. But if, in the divine foolishness of his wisdom, which certainly surpasses any human understanding, if he should send some of us in these waning minutes of the day to be workers in his vineyard, then by all means let us learn to say, "We are unworthy servants. We have done only what was our duty to do. We are beggars, that is true. But as the beggars of God, let us then also receive the denarius from his hand, even as we now receive the wages of his goodness, the fruit of his vine, and the very body that has borne the entire burden and heat of our sin. To him alone be all glory and honor and praise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen."